You're listening to the Girl Dot Experience.
You're listening to the congratulations. Wow, you must have done something right.
You must have done something right.
This crazy, fucked up world.
Where if you're listening to this podcast, you've made a series of good choices.
Whenever you drink water, there's some shit in there. This world's all fucked up.
There's shit in the water?
Obviously, there's shit in the water.
You know those pictures that go around on Twitter every few months of, like, the pipes? Like, the inside of a city pipe that's, like, full of fungus and mold and mushrooms and stuff? Mm-hmm. Is that real?
Yeah.
No, it's not, right?
Yes, it is.
No, that's not real.
It 100% is real, April.
No, that can't
I'm
be
sorry,
real.
This is going to be my last bite.
You're
my
eating?
My last bite. I don't mean to.
What are you eating? What is it? What is that? Chips?
A tortilla chip from Chipotle.
Oh, wow.
They used to put a lot more of the lemon lime salt on there.
Hmm.
But okay, those are for... We live in a dirty, disgusting
world. No, those
are
not real. That can't be real.
Yes!
No. What?
There aren't people cleaning the city pipes.
They should have little guys that go in there and clean them.
Well, here's the thing. Did you hear about that Amazon?
This would be a perfect job for my friend who is 4 inches tall. You know, he's been out of work for years.
Yeah, ever since he got
hired as a guy who's 4 inches tall.
Well, I mean, he did have that great gig as a 4-inch pianist for a while.
Yeah, but, sure. Yeah. But that doesn't last forever, okay? Mm-hmm. Eventually you get old.
A lot of bars don't want live music. They want remixes. They want Charlie XCX there.
Right.
You know, causing a fuss.
Right. Right.
But
oh my God.
Did you see that thing about Amazon's Amazon Fresh grocery stores? You know, that was a big thing a few years ago where they were like, you just walk in, grab what you want, and walk out.
Oh, yeah.
And you just scan a QR code, and we'll charge it to your Amazon account.
It somehow knows exactly what you picked up.
Well, the reason it somehow knows is they had hired thousands of Indian workers to constantly be watching on video what you were grabbing.
Wait,
to charge you correctly.
Really?
Yes, 100%.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's
I'm not fucking
so
with
funny.
You.
That's something I would make up as a joke. Oh my God. Wait, is this like breaking now?
Yesterday. Yeah, it came
oh,
out yesterday.
Oh, wow. I missed that. Oh, that's so funny. I was going to say, they have a bunch of tiny guys following you around.
They basically have a bunch of dudes, yeah, that are being underpaid, and this is the case for a lot of AI shit too, like ChatGPT and whatnot. There are people who are like assisting the AI models constantly for like $3 an hour or less.
Right. It's a big deal, and it's such a big deal when I follow a woman around the grocery store and write down everything she's buying.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
You know why it's such a big deal?
No,
because you're white.
Because I'm white.
Yes, because
I didn't
want
to. I didn't want to say it, but it's because I'm white.
If some Indian guy is doing it from thousands of miles away,
it's totally
using
fine.
A high tech apparatus. It's
because
fine
because of DEI.
Because of
Indian
DEI,
guys are allowed
critical
to
race.
are allowed to follow you around the grocery store and write down everything you're buying. But when I do it, I get arrested.
And they're even making money from this. They're even making money from their perversion.
Right.
But you have to hire a lawyer.
I would do it out of the goodness of my heart.
Spend untold thousands of dollars.
Right. I'm spending thousands of dollars on a lawyer from a billboard who didn't want to work with me because he said, I'm an Uber lawyer. I mostly do Uber stuff. And I said, please,
well,
I don't know any
similar.
Other lawyers.
You said
I saw your
similar.
Name on a billboard. Yeah, where else am I? I saw your name on a billboard. Isn't that the point of the billboard? So I call you and I get a lawyer. And he said, no, I'm an Uber lawyer. And I said, you don't own a car? What? You have to Uber to my house? That's fine. That's okay.
And then I was also there and was like, oh, you're an Uber lawyer. Yeah, we're looking for a great lawyer We're looking for an awesome lawyer. Yeah, an Uber lawyer sounds great. You know?
Yeah. So I don't understand. So I'm so I'm really fucking confused. So that's so pretty much that's been really confusing. Oh my god, that's so funny though that they have a bunch of Indian guys doing
that.
But
I'm questioning all of these technological advancements, like.